We'll go now next to politics in Ireland and staying with politics. The political season here is gathering momentum with all eyes firmly focused on the budget. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is in our Oireachtas studio. Micheál, the budget, certainly as I was saying there, will be front and centre when the leaders of the three government parties meet tonight. What will they be discussing?
Well, I think what the leaders are going to get is an update from the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure on where things are at overall now, with the budget just 3 weeks away. And as well as that, perhaps a review of some of the discussions that have taken place with individual ministers. But I think what you can see already very clearly is a jockeying for position by the government parties ahead of this key budget, which, of course, whatever way you look at it, is the last one before the general election. And the Greens out today, the Green Party leader, proposing a payment of €560 for the parents of newborns, something that was there way back in the past, a similar type payment. But now the Green Party saying they want this proposal included in those budget discussions, and making the point too that I think the all parties in government are going to make, that that is, while inflation pressures may have eased, people are still facing very high costs. So when it comes to the carve up really of that cost of living package, it is that sentiment which is the dominant one. But there's no agreement yet on just what will be contained in that package.
And we really get a sense that the parties are laying out their stalls ahead of the budget. As you said, Roderick O'Gorman has been calling for a once-off child benefit payment. And yesterday, Neil Richmond of Fine Gael was calling for stamp duty on bulk purchases of new houses to be doubled to 20%. There's certainly a lot of pre-budget kite flying going on.
There is a great sensitivity in government when it comes to that question of homes being snapped up by investment funds. And of course, there were moves to try and address that with that stamp duty rate of 10% introduced. Now, since Simon Harris became Taoiseach, there has been continued pressure in the Dáil, particularly from Sinn Féin, who, of course, in the past have said that that rate should be somewhere above 17%. That did come to a vote in the Dáil and was defeated. But what Neil Richmond said yesterday was interesting. He said the stamp duty rate of 10%, it should be doubled. Now, this has drawn a fairly interesting response from the Taoiseach, who was speaking about this morning.
I would urge caution in terms of market-sensitive issues. So in terms of the stamp duty issue, for example, the Minister for Finance had already commissioned a substantive review of that. That review is nearing completion. And I was surprised at the Minister Neil Richmond's comments yesterday, because I would have thought the sensible thing would have been to await the outcome of the review, because that's we must approach them in an evidence-based way and in a substance-based way. And I think the sensible thing would have been to await the review. There had been no heads up with the Minister for Finance in respect of this.
It can't be escaped, really, Micheál, but tensions are high and there's lots of speculation in relation to the date for an election. And according to the Irish Examiner this morning, Fine Gael backbenchers want confirmation of an autumn election.
I think backbenchers would want that. But as you say there, the tensions are fairly evident, I think, in that those comments from the Taoiseach. I think what was particularly striking there is he spoke about no heads up from Neil Richmond to the Minister for Finance. Of course, Neil Richmond is a junior at the Department of Finance. And as well as that, this morning you have the Taoiseach talking about that issue of stamp duty, how it's important to keep it under review, and saying that he hopes that progress will be made in the budget on it. He had asked the Finance Minister some time back to review this. So you can see parties are setting out their stall where they want to see progress. What does that mean for the creation of a budget, and will there be further tensions in the weeks ahead? What does it mean for the continuity of the government if it were to stick together and not have a November election? Now, backbenchers all round want clarity on that. The official position right now is that the three government party leaders haven't had that discussion, perhaps on purpose, about the timing of an election yet.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.